Hello,
good people. This is DJ Butterfly Feces right here, the one, the only, accept no substitutions. Now, this is a good friend of ours, and he goes by the name of, he's a comedian named Organic OK. Now, this is his show, okay? So I've been a little bit late, but there have been more than just a few technical difficulties. We're going to get back into it, okay? All right. Okay, now hold on 1 second. Please hold. Are you there? Are you there?
Hello? Yeah, but if...
I'm trying to make this the one and only line. I'm trying to three-way call. I tried calling on this damn thing, and it just wouldn't put me through no matter what. What I call guest in, call in, whatever. But, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll hang up right now. You call the host call line. I'll call the guest line. Go ahead. I'm going to hang up calling the other phone. Okay, all right.
Yes, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is Comedian OK, and the show topic today is talking about battered men and unbattered men and the actual symptoms and the actual cleansing of that actual space that many individuals are overcoming in different capacities. The thing is to not dive in, but to actually understand what type of diving or what type of swimming or what type of exercises that you are involved with. Because when you are diving into something, it may be more than you actually willing to commit to just because it says diving. You know, that is one of the parts of communication that we have to look at as individual tasks and actual platforms where we are at different levels of ability and not looking at the next person's ability as something to degrade yourself, but look at it as an inspiration to better yourself from within yourself that you are connecting and as the whole that we are coming through. And this is the thing that we must understand as we move along, as our ability is more grateful to us than we are grateful to it. And when you see your ability as it's uplifting you to another level to see, and maybe you say, hey, I'm visually impaired, but the ability to sense, to smell, to hear, your altitude of your hearing rises. Maybe your eyes are visually impaired, but your ability is going to open up in another way, and it's going to connect at another level in another way. And once we understand this ability that you call organically recycling, greater spaces that we actually don't get to grow a lot of the time before we amputate our abilities, it's so important as you live your journey. Don't let your journey live you. You live and you care. And life will be duplicated in the harvest of recycling your journey. That's a soil for others to see and to be a part of something that's more remarkable than you want to give yourself credit of being a part of. And that is what we call recycling organic from you. And that's what recycles that. That's a roller tiller. The roller tiller's in you. And that roller tiller, it re-bimmed. It reboot. It re-uplift the ability within you. And that is one of the parts of this show is, yes, we're talking about battered men and unbattered men as some form of uniform. But uniforms can be customized, and we're dealing with a space that's custom to the size and what you want and what you need for what's carried on your path. And I say to you, I don't know who you is. I know you by the name that is listening, but I know you by the sound that's making the beat. And that beat is you, Clint, and planning certain musical sounds to allow you to hear. And what I hear from there is music's playing with its own beat. And from there, other people get to hear the same magical and unforgetting organics place that's coming through you, for you, by you. And it's so many places. And now I'm going to dive in to a guest I have here. The gentleman's name is the Dumb God. Introduce yourself, Dumb God.
Happy New Year. This is just the Dumb God.
Now, Dumb God, as we move through, what did you take and what did you leave in the compost bin of organic?
Well, to speak succinctly about battered men.
And unbattered men.
Right. Samson was the strongest man alive in the world of all time, and he became a battered man. Not because he was weak, but because he gave his trust to an evil woman. So anytime you give your strength and your trust to someone that ain't got your best interest at heart, look out. You too can become a battered man or a battered woman.
Well, I like to give a little bit of information that fuel your ears. Listeners, those that's listening today, yeah, listening right now, I don't know what day that you actually hearing this audio that's on Blog Talk Radio, podcast that's put out on the airwaves. The conversation that is being brought to the table is a conversation for those that need the meal, that need a type of diet system to feed them to move along the journey that's on their path and not sabotaged by so much of what labels can be as the simple way to limit you to the opposite and opposite to the opposite. And what that means in the capacity of what we're talking about is how the men see battered men. How do men see unbattered men in the actual platform, what they've been conditioned? They condition their mind to hear what? Yeah, you let that woman do what? And you are this kind of person? Oh, man, it's comedy. Because the comedy part is not so much of the opposition, but it's the problem that people don't understand what the problem is. So much of the problem is the guy is trying to get free by free people, but some people don't realize they even free. So now what they did was say, hey, you trying to get free, and I want you to get in the back of the line because I got advertising, I got marketing, I got scams I'm trying to run across everybody else. And I want you to get behind this. I don't want you to get in front of friend problem, because after you talk about friend problem, I admit you gotta let your woman do what? not what we're talking about, everybody. We have a short period of time to wrap this conversation up, and I want to get to the key point, what I'm saying. The battered man and different levels of battered man is still from different points of being neglected, okay? You being neglected may not even be under the umbrella physically in your household that you're dealing with your partner. It may be with other people partners. It may be with other people that you're running across, and that sliding their step up on you and giving you this kind of earthquake effect, okay? These people are like driving drug mentally. And they crashing into you as you sit here meditating with a sense of peace. And you look around and you see people that others, and that symptom of traumatizing others with the voice they're pinning there. It's a, some process is a voiceover. You're not getting what you call one person taking you apart. You got multiple people that are showing projectors and different slides of different parts of you, like x-ray, the short x-ray part of your body. And show me. It don't look like you too bad here, but hey, you don't look too bad here. The doctor and the x-rays haven't shown anything wrong with your bones. But when we did some blood samples, we saw some of the blood. It was in. We must understand in this process of how we change. This particular episode is a short actual caption of a moment before we start the moments next week. Tune in at 6 o'clock p.m. next Thursday. We're going to start from the top of the hour, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And to everybody, thank you. Thank you, Dumb God. We'd like to give any information in the next 15, 20 seconds before I wrap it up.
Well, in closing, the most important part is having Yeshua, Isa, Jesus at the centerpiece of your relationship.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you again for listening. Stay tuned next week. Take care.
Please enter your PIN followed by the